Begin the current daven, second seven of Tzadi Dal, begin on Medalf. Begin the taste the master that begins with the Gemara. You basically, if you want, you could say, Betid Rosh Hashanah Pligi. There are disputes regarding the size of Rosh Hashanah. Which explains that now we're not going as we had originally assumed. And that is the Gemara in the second approach says, Machlek Jabalez and the Chacham is, that we say that if Tzid Rosh Hashanah is like Rosh Hashanah or not. So it says, based on this, Beloy Mai, we're not talking about, as the first answer it said, Babdul Hamderech, where the public had lost their road in the courtyard. No, it's in general, which is so why we pick specifically this case, but it's regarding the general machlekes of Tzidur Shazram. So it was continued next test the Master, as the Gemara asks, so that's what the machlekes is, so then you should just pick in general. Why specifically are you talking about where the place of the person's courtyard, his wall breached, which is Tzidur Shazram? You should have a dispute in general regarding Tzidur Shazram. Which Tesis says, Bimtem, if you're going to say, wait a second, Dilma Davka Hacha Pligi, no, maybe specifically over here in the case that we bring regarding the of our Mishnah. Mishim Demoka Mechita Shaloi, because, the place of that wall is his and not of the Rab. But maybe you're right, maybe a regular Tidur Shasarab, that they would agree then that it would be like Rosh Hashanah, because it's not owned by him. And that by Marie, the Reese says, no, the stam tzid rosh hasharam him shaloi. Generally, the sides of the highway of the public street is that person's. Sharagal adam li is kind of tech shaloi abayin, because generally a person, although it's his property line, he withdraws within his property line. He builds over there, and therefore it would be the same case. And therefore the Gemara cannot have said, that's why I picked this case, because it would be the same as tzid rosh hasharam, which is always shaloi. To make sense of Masa that begins with the Gemara, but where there's no protrusions, my delay, that we would say he would agree to him. Kamash Malan, that's why I have to say the Machlek is over here. Places comes to explain how do we understand our Sugya over here together with the Sugya and Shabbos Davav in regards to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer as we're explaining that there are Chifufi. Because the Gemara answered that this, that they don't disagree with a regular Tidrush Hasharam, is because if they did, then I would have said that specifically by regular Tidrush Hasharam, where you have Chifufi, and therefore it's not so easy to use, that's where Rabban disagree. But over here, by a breach Chatzah, where there's no Chifufi, I would think that the Rabban agreed with Eliezer. That's why you have to say that no, they disagree even when there's no Chifufi. Now, what bothers Taisus is, if from the fact that you're saying that you would have thought that Rabban disagreed with Eliezer only when there's Chifufi, but when there's no chifufi, they agree to him. So Mashmid sounds like Jebeleza Aribideki chifufi. That Jebeleza is told him, even when there are chifufi, he still considers that as the Tzidur Shasram, as Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Hikshri Vav, the Re finds this difficult. He asks, the Beperek of the Shabbos Amin and the Gemara, and the first Perek of Shabbos Davav Medaf says, the Maskalar Ravacha Bered Ravikim. Says, Eman the Shamalir Beleza says, when did we hear Beleza Halacha? That we consider the Tzidur Shasram as Rosh Hashanah, Hechid like a chifufi. Where there's no chifuvi, did we hear? So that's contradicting what we just said from our sugya. That sounds like that he says even when there are chifuvi. And that's a tzitz. Vishlam, what you could say is the sugya the of papa the hasam. That you're right. Our gemara over here is going like a papa over there, who he says that they're disagreeing even when there is chifuvi, not like that of Ravacha Barida Vika. Next is the master begins with the gemara. Why is it different than one side? Dhamma Piskel, where you say then it's an opening, which tastes. Discusses in two different ways this Gemara's question. Gemara question that this that we're saying in the Mishnah that the courtyard was breached on two sides. That was the case the Mishnah was describing. The Gemara wants to know why. If the breach is within 10 amas, so if it's more than 10 amas, it should be a problem even on one side. If it's less than that, it shouldn't be a problem on two sides. So on this Gemara's question, the Taisa asks, if you're going to say, what do you mean? Most definitely there's a difference if it's breached on one side or two sides, because Meruach Achas on one side, Avagav departs Meru, but even when you have more breached than wall, I mean, Perakam, we say in the first Perak of Yom Beis, then it has for past Dalit, get permitted with a board of just Dalit Tzvachim, that's 10 Tzvachim high. Oy, Bishne Masha Huyin, Lakan, Lakan, if you have two posts, just even a little bit on either side, that's sufficient. That's, even though it's more breached, but it's only one side. But if it's on two sides, it wouldn't be permitted like that because it's biblical that one has to have three walls, just like regular mavoi, where you'll permit the fourth side with a lecha b'kaira, and it won't help on two sides. So how could you say there's no difference between one or two sides? That's the test. What you could say is the hacha parach la'bihuda. Our Gemara is asking, according to Bihuda, this will come on, that the Gemara brings later on the next up, that two walls are deraisa. According to him, that's what you're asking, it shouldn't make a difference. By the Maria, additionally, the Re says, the Stam Chatzar, regularly a courtyard, ain't like Elegim Machitis. It only has three walls. Well, Revi is passed out of Beis Mashun, and then the fourth wall, it has a board of four Tvachim or of two Mashuas. And as some Girsoy said, Movi, the Hava Balach Bakar, and this is where the words from before belong, like a regular Movi, which has on the fourth wall a Lechi and a Kair. And that's what we're going on. So really, you're starting off not with four walls, but three walls. And with three walls, that's what we're asking. Now you're saying two of the walls are breached. So then what's the difference? You already don't have, when one wall is breached, you already don't have three walls. And therefore, it shouldn't be a difference between one or two. Now, says Taiz of Avgav, the Hashtag Kishanivitsa. Now, although now, when this middle wall gets breached, if that's the case, having a foolish, then it would be breached on two sides. Bamin Perakama, and we say in the first paragraph of Yod Alpha Minaf, the Boil Chal Pachat Surah, the best you have to have, at least when it's mafulish, at least a door frame. And so, what are we asking that it should be an opening? But it's not true. Even with one, it's you have to have a Tzuris HaPesach. So that says, Taizahin is Afka, because you never to Rosh Hashanah Olabika. That Allah, when it's mafulish, it's mafulish. That's only if it's mafulish to a open field or to Rosh Hashanah. Abul Hacha, and then you have to have a Tzuris HaPesach. Like that of a door frame. Abul Hacha, I recognize never to Lamavi, Lachatachas, here we're talking about breached. What's a breach to? To a Mavi or to a Nebuchadnezzar, the whole like a Tanish, never to Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't say it's breached to the Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, it would be enough with a Pesach, meaning without even the Tzuris HaPesach, and therefore that's what we're asking. That it shouldn't be any difference between one or two, because like we're saying, you're starting off with three, not with four walls. To the next stage, the master begins with the Gemara. What's the difference on one side? That means pitikrum. What you say? The halacha pitikrum, which this text really belongs on Amud Beis. Text explains what the Gemara's question. Now the Gemara asks, what's the difference by a house that's breached on one side or two sides? Just like when it's breached on one side, you say pitikrum yerbe sides, and so too on both sides. So text explains that hash to like come a piskahu. Here the Gemara, when it's saying that the house should be permitted, it doesn't say that. That's its opening, like it said by the Chatzah. Because that fill in difference bimalui, because it explains Taisus, even if it's totally breached, I'd be yes and eser, or even when it's more than 10, which is not a Pesach, right? It's lahat mavai, still they want to permit by the house, mitam pitikr, because of that, of the opening of the roof. That itself, that's not because of a Pesach, that therefore they didn't say piskahu, because it's coming from a different concept than we said by Chatzah. The next text, the master begins with the Gemara, B'shtei Ruch is Namin in a particular verses. So, like, as continuation from the previous text, the master. So, one side you'll say Pitikr, so on two sides you show us to say Pitikr, your verses. And so, why is it a problem more when it's reached on two sides? Text comes to disagree on Rashi in explaining the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel now Gemara for the interpretation. Because the Gemara is asking on Shmuel that says, regarding the case of the house, that even if it's reached more than 10, still, that's the case. We all say particular besaisim. So the Gemara says, okay, so then wait a second. So one side, of course, that's going to work. Why, as our text in Maskel says, wouldn't it work on two sides? And additionally, the Gemara says, but Shmuel doesn't even hold particular besaisim. The Gemara says, when does he not hold of it? Only when it's by four. But by three, he does hold of it. So Rashi Mefarash Rashi explains, the Rav Shmuel, the Pligi, be Pitikra, that this Machlig is Rav and Shmuel, regarding Pitikra, that Shmuel, so to speak, doesn't say Pitikra. Hainadavka Bachsaj Bibikra. Rashi explains it specifically by a gazebo in an open field, meaning, Shein Lakla Machitzes, that there's no walls at all. But if there would be even one wall, Maid Shmuel, Shmuel would agree, the Bashaj Machitzes, I mean, Pitikra Desaisim, that by three walls you would say Pitikra Desaisim. Oh, Vasa Shabba, the Nakar Chsaj Bibikra, and therefore, according to Rashi's interpretation, it makes sense why we're picking a gazebo in the open field. The fish of a bicker dav completely, because specifically in open field, that's where they have their disagreement. Change the machitza where there's no walls at all, and v'garis basahachi is therefore Rashi his text of the Gemara says after that ki les lay. When does Shmuel not hold the pitikris bedalim by four? Avol begimel islay, but by three he does hold the bet, which means to say when it's breached on all four sides he doesn't hold of it, but it's breached on three sides he would hold of it. Well, if he's a pirshkal, so again based on Rashi's. The framing of this machlik, this is how he explains the whole sugya. But since Tais V'Einir, Rashi's interpretation does not seem to be correct. And the reason that is because the fill of Rav, even according to Rav, that's more lenient than Shmuel by Pitikra, b'shtei mechitzes zu k'neged zu, when you have two walls, one opposite the other, that they're breached, lo yom ha-pitikra yad v'sayisim, then you don't say any more pitikra yad v'sayisim, because they have mechvolish. Then it's open on opposite sides. Because I'm parakam of the sukkah, like we say in the first parakam of the sukkah, the b'chasim abeis. So for sure, you're not going to say b'shmol p'tegir b'seisim when it's breached on three sides, because even according to Rav, that's more lenient, even if it's on two sides, you don't say p'tegir b'seisim. So l'kach ner l'ri, rather it seems to the re, as follows. The stamach sadr yesh l'gim l'chitzis. In general, a chasad that we're talking about in our Gemara, a gazebo, has three walls. As Taisa proves from the Gemara Babasad of Chofeim and Beis. The Gemara there says, Oilam l'achsadrudem, the world's compared to an achsadra, like a gazebo, which is, the Rav Tzafayin is in the Mesubebis, that in the northern side, that there it's not surrounded. Meaning, it's surrounded on three sides, but on one side it's open, as the Gemara there explains what it's comparing it to. But one thing you see is that generally an achsadra is closed on three sides. And Valesle Lishmo Pitigayed Vesaisim El Mkin Yeshim Arba Machitis. And Shmuel doesn't hold you'll say Pitigayed Vesaisim, only if there are four walls. It's just that by the fourth wall is only a partial wall, and it's breached more than 10 amas. That's where you'll say Pitigayed Vesaisim. Well, Rav, however, according to Rav, Philip Parts Mishtez, Gatin Ben Beis, Ruchais, that Rav holds out even if it's breached on two sides, then Isle Pitigayed, he would hold you'll say Pitigayed, Ubovach, Le Mefush, as tasted proof before, as long as it's not on opposite sides. Mishum Hachinaka Bebeka. That's why we said, according to the Rizal interpretation, that the Achsadra is in a Bek, in an open field. Why? Because the Bechatz in the courtyard, Stam Achsadra, Yesh Legim Achidz, and the general gazebo will have three walls. Because the Stam Meshech is Bechal Achatz Barechim Barechim. Because generally we can say it's going to go along the whole courtyard in the length of the width, and therefore it's surrounded by the walls on three sides. Because only on the fourth side, Yel Shead Em Sachatz, it's just that the gazebo stops halfway through the courtyard. So so that's where it's totally breached on that fourth side. That's where it's saying that the gazebo is in the open field. To tell you that even though it only has two walls, which is a prutz mishneit stud and then it's breached on two sides, as long as not on opposite sides, that even so, Isle Rav Pitik is still Rav is going to say the halacha Pitik. Now, shortly on the Gemara, his gear says actually ki lesle, when does Shmuel not hold a pitikr? Is bishalish is with three, as we're going to explain, walls of the arba isle, but by four walls, then he would hold of it. And b'chein garse Rabbein Chanan, b'chein Natan, b'chein Purushan, based on this interpretation. Bishalish, what does it mean with three? Not like Rashi that it was describing the breaches, that there's no walls. Rather, with three means shiesh al shmechitzes. Where there's three walls, then he doesn't hold a pitikr. Because Varavi is Prutz Bimalui, because the fourth side is totally breached. Av Ba'arba, but when there's four, meaning, Shiesh Varavi is Lechayapaz, that the fourth wall is not totally breached. It's not totally closed either, but there's at least a side post or a board, the Ikka Shei Mechitza, that there's at least a designation of a wall. Afa Pishaprutz Bimarubai, Shaprutz Yasmesa, so even though the breach is more, or that it's breached more than 10 Amis, then Amrin Pitika, then you're going to say, on that fourth wall, Pitika. And that's how Gemara continues and says, Uparach. So Tais explains, then the Gemara asks, Mikamakam Kasha, so Shmuel does hold the Pitikra, but fine. The original question still stands. The name of Pitikra, Filvish Teruchas, you should say Pitikra even on two sides. Why? Kivin name Prudzim Bimaloim. Since you're explaining even on that one side, it's not totally breached. So the Yeshbachal Ruach, Shemachit says, in every side, you have a designation of a title of a partition. Both according to Shmuel and Rav, there's no difference if it's on one side or two sides. And if it's bimaluin, if it's totally breached, not fill a merachas lemin pitigir b'seisim. Then even on one side Shmuel holds you don't to pitigir b'seisim. So what's the between one and two? Mishani, that's the Gemara answers. You're right. If it's b'keren zavis, the breach is on the corner. That's what the two sides are. Kiruya b'arba. Additionally, part of the roof came off with an area of four tvach, which is shenifetz v'nafal gam in the kiruya, that it breaches and it also falls off part of the roof. Atchemuflik b'nakaisel arba mekal ruach ruach, until it gets distance the roof from the walls. Four tefachim on each side. Where the Ava be the Eshkandal Machit Shalim Bet Bimlui. So although now there are four walls that are not totally breached, because even those two that are breached are not totally, it's just by the corners. Loi Chashivi Hanach Machitis L'Sayei L'Karu B'Lim Epitikr. No, it's a new concept. We cannot consider these walls to assist the roof, that the roof should say Pitikr. Why? Kivin Amufid Menarba, because it can't say Pitikr, because that the roof, which is what you're saying, the Pitikr, is too far from the wall to say that we view the walls coming down. And says takes the truth is the truth is even on one side, the way we're describing it, you already wouldn't say Yerid Vesaisim because it's too far. But like look at Karen Zava, so why do you pick Mishtei Ruchis, which the Gemara explained means by a corner? It's just because that's the common occurrence. The Kshanifrit Shum, when the breach is over there, Ragali is Nifum and the Kiryomai, that's where it's normal for the roof to fall off with it, and then it's too far to say Pitikirid Vesaisim. Or Yinami, another reason is because the Dafka Bekaren Zava is no, maybe it's specifically by a corner. Why? Because then Mishum Deikatar Tulerisa, because then you have two flaws. First of all, the time of the Pitikra, the reasoning of Pitikr is Mishum the Dami LePesach, because not only is it too far, but also the concept of Pitikr is because it's similar to an opening. Like the Gemara shortly makes a differentiation between Esleyes and Esa if it's 10 or more than 10. Now, Ubekaren Zav is LeDami LePesach. So although it's not the same thing as a Pesach, as we said in the previous days, but it's similar to that concept, and by a corner, it's not similar to an opening, as the Gemara says, Mishum the Pesach, Ubekaren Zav, Abdi Inchi, and therefore maybe it's because of these two flaws, one is too far, and it's also by a corner, which can't be Pesach. And maybe that's why specifically the Gemara picked the Keren Zavis to explain why you're not going to say Pitikr over here. But then, so if you're going to say my parach, what's the Gemara asking? Mishtei Ruch is not my name of Pitikr, they're from two sides. You should also say Pitikr. Nukishtei Ruch is the most neat and shenevet zek and negedzeh. Based on everything we said up until now, why do you have to say, what's the question? Just say that the breach was on two opposite sides. I'm a foolish where it's open on both sides. And everyone agrees, says Taisis, that we don't say even Rav Pitikr. And that says, what you can say is the nichle lot mebuchalinin. Now, the Gemara preferred to explain that this of being breached on two sides would be in every configuration, not just opposite ways, and then therefore have the difficulty. So then, why wouldn't it work? But moreover, it actually sounds like that the Mishnah is not tumah b'mefulish because dumi dechatzer. Because this case of the house is similar to the other case of the Mishnah of the courtyard, dolav mefulish, where the Gemara already explained that that's not one opposite the other, because we explained this actually by Karen Zavis, and the Havachin Bayis Kanan, because it says, and also the case of the house, which sounds like it's similar to the case of Chatzar, and therefore we wouldn't say that it was talking about the case of Mefulah. So according to Rashi, according to Shmuel, Pitikr helps even when there's only just one wall, as long as there's one wall, but only if there's no walls, then we're not going to say Pitikr. According to the Reed, no, according to Shmuel, it doesn't help to say Pitikr unless actually you have four walls. And Pitikr is only going to help on the fourth wall that's not totally breached, and because there's only there a Lechi, or a board that's for Tfach.